We are on Daf, Pei Aleph, Amid Aleph. We learned that Takonis Yeshua was Malaktim Asabim Bechol Mokim Chutz Mitilson. By Tilson, Asode Tilson, one is not permitted to be Malakat Asabim, because the Malulo Asabim. So the Gemara asked Akashe, we learned Tilson Sha'ol Samine Asabim in Mechai Benoi Se Lakel. Rashi said because it's Oymed Lakel. Taisha said because since he doesn't have a Nichuse with this Taruvis, so Memele doesn't have a Shem Kloyim. So one Teretz was that it mattered. If it was Lezera, so then there's no need for the Asabim and it's Lenichalei, and that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. If he wants to eat from the stems and stalks, so then he needs the Asabim, and that is the case of that we learned before in Takanas Yeshua, that one is not permitted to be Malakit Asabim from a Sode of Tilson. Now we're going to come to a second test. Iboyis Eime, Kan Laodam, Kan Labahema. It matters the purpose why the tilson was planted. If it's planted for an Odom, so then he doesn't want the Asabim. If it's planted for a Behemoth, then he wants the Asabim. So that what it says of Takonis Yeshua, when it's not permitted to be Malaket Asabim from the state tilson, that means if the crop of tilson was planted, Letzerech Achilas Behemoth. The kivin the lebehemu the zora asabim nami mi boiler. Since he was zereyet for behemem, so he needs the asabim, and therefore a person does not have a right to be malakit asabim from this state tilson. The Miri explains asabim agdelem imoy if it was nizra letzera achilas behemem. By ilim begiduloi, this helps the gidul. Could be it helps it because the tilson is able to rest on the asabim like we had before. Umitoich kach also letalshom. Therefore, a crop that was made letzech achilas behime, one is not permitted to be tailish the asabim. V'davke shenizra lebehima. Aval im nizra lo odom af ha asabim mazikin loy. Then the asabim are mazik, the tilson, shekol sheyinikoson merubom chashuvim lo odom biyoisa. So the Meiri explains why are the asabim mazik as they tilson if the crop is for achilas odom. Because the less yenike from other plants that there is in this field, so it comes out that the ike yenike is from the tilson. Kol she yenikoson merube chashuvim la'odam b'yoysa. So therefore, if it was planted, the terech achilas odam, the asabim azichem mekalkul, and therefore one is permitted to be malaket asabim in such a case. It was planted l'achilas odom. The Oitzim of Hoshea Talmud explains, it seems by a behemah, the criteria is kamus. So mamela, perhaps, even though the yenike of the tilson is not so strong, in eichus, perhaps the tilson is not so choshev, but al kaponim for behemis, one does not have to be doyek about eichos tikeres kamos. Hashem can by an odom eichos is an important role. So that is why, by if the tilson was planted lachilas odom, so then the din is that it's leinichelei with asabim, and then one is permitted mitat takanas Yeshua to be malaket asab. Now the Gemara asks umenoya dinam. So lachayre we have here aloche that a stay tilson. One is not permitted to be malaket asabin, and that is dafke. If it is aymed lachilas, that is aymed lachilas behime. If it is aymed lachilas adam, then one is permitted. Umeda yadinam. How do we know if it was lachilas adam or lachilas behime? Omar apope shari mishari adam. Shari mishari lebehema. So Rashi says, "Umino yadinan im zora laodom deshari le lemalakit minas sabim betnai Yeshua." And if it's lebehema, you're not allowed to be malakit. The Mas says, "Mishari asuyim karuges." If it is like an aruge, so then. One that is it was planted l'tarech achilas odom. If it's not planted arugis, it's one field that is growing sabim and tilson. That I can assume it's for achilas behemeth. And then one is not permitted to be malaket asabim. L'chayr, I think we have to mention, just like Taisus said yesterday and the previous teretz. So if it's nichele with asabim, so there's a shayla of kiloyim. Okay, we have to say, speaking about that there is not a shir kiloyim. It's less than a reva lakaf for aso. So there's no kiloyim. There's no kiloyim that kishaylas involved. So the bailam who planted it, l'tzerch behime, was permitted to do so. So therefore, here we have this din that, they till someone is not permitted to be malaket asabim for himself. The kaitmen netiye b'chol mokim chutz migreifeyos shel zayitz. Perish Rav Tamchon v'Rabaryes mishum zaken echod b'zayitz kebeya. Now we have to refresh our memory. We had learned yesterday that one is kaitmen netiyas b'chol mokeh. Person is permitted to cut off a branch b'chol mokeh in Yenim's field chutz migreifeyos shel zayis. Now, we had a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says pshat chutz migreifeyos shel zayis hakoytzeitz zeisov Lisroif, a person cut the zayis, he wants to use it for kindling wood. Meiniach shtei greifiyos. What does that mean, shtei greifiyos? Malei shnei agreifim, the size of two tvachim. Kedom ha-ba-meiches asvin. So that means if a person wants to use the wood of this eighth zayis for kindling, he does not uproot the tree. He has a potential to use this tree again. So he leaves over a geiba of shteit for him, and which is rooted into the ground, and the rest he cuts off. V'hein machlifois u'maitziyos badim. Now this starts growing again. And the maitziyos badim u'misham ein liktaim. The branches that come out from the trunk of the tree that was cut down to two tvachim, ein liktaim letim inei shemafsidas agreifius. So this is very important for the trunk that is left over, that these badim have to remain. So one is not permitted at all to be kaitim from a zayis if it was cut off and is left over to tvach. That, but let's say, let us say if the zayas was not cut at all, so then one is permitted, there's no difference between the zayas and other trees, and one is permitted to cut the branches. We hear Taisvis had a different shot. Chutz migroifiyah shal zayas pesh pekuntlis molay shnei agroifim, ba'orach pirish groifiyahs anofim, ba'anfei hazayas kruyin groifiyahs. Taisvis says pshat, one is not at all permitted to cut the branches of an olive tree, period. So we have a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. So now, this Gemara that we're learning now, we have to explain according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. That chutz migroifiyah shel zayis, perish chabtarfon rabayis mishum zoken echon, bezayis kebeya. So what does Rashi say? Bezayis kebeya. So the Teres Chaim says, according to Rashi, we are talking about a zayis tree that was not cut down. And one is permitted to cut branches. But bezayis kebeya, kishir goiva beya tzorich laniach min hazayis milamato samuch legeza. So there are two ways how to understand Pshat and Rashi. We're talking about a tree which was not cut at all, and I want to take some branches. So the din is the branches which grow very low on the trunk of the tree, and they are less than the goiva of a beya from the karke. Those branches I'm not allowed to take. Goiva beya tzorich laniach min hazayis. Before you start cutting branches, you have to make sure there's a goiva beya, and from then on you can start cutting branches. But the branches which are underneath this goiva beya, they're not permitted to be cut. That is one mahalach. And the second mahalach, that is the shitas harosh. The shitas harama is that we're not talking about. Goiva beya means when you cut a branch, you have to make sure you leave over on the branch, which is still connected to the tree, a size of a beya. That means don't cut the branch completely flush to the trunk of the tree. Now you have to leave over a goiva beya, and then you can cut the branch. This is according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, it is not too difficult to understand the Gemara, because according to Rashi, one is permitted to cut a zayis tree. There's only by if it was the tree was cut and there's only left over to tvachim, then there's an issa. But like this, one is permitted to cut the branches. But al kaponim, the Gemara is magdir that after when you're permitted to cut, should leave over a goiva beya. According to Tosfos, if I'm not allowed to cut the branches of a zayis tree, that's the orach pshat. So now we have a problem. What is pshat? Bezayis kebeya. By a zayis tree, kebeya. You're not allowed to cut the branches by it. A groifiyos means the branches. So the Teres Chaim explains that according to Tosfos, pshat is you're not allowed to cut a whole branch. But the size of a beya of the branch, you're allowed to cut. So that is pshat according to Tosfos. The zayish is permitted to cut the size of a beya. Bekanim ubekfanim minapkak ulamailo. When you're permitted to cut, you have to wait from the, leave over the first knot on the kanim and the kfanim. And then you can cut the branch. Bishar kolei lones and all other trees mean oivoi shel ilon veloi min chudoi. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, min kak ulamailo muta liktoim. Kak, kesha, this is a knot in the branch. Now all other trees mean apkak, all other trees mean oivai shalilon, v'loi mean chudai shalilon. So Rashi says, me ivai shalilon, mi piryoi. Kloimar me anofim horakim v'dakim. That means each year the branches of a tree extend. So the chalik of the branch, which is rach and dak, so that is called the peri that the branch gives out. It gives out thin branches. That is not called the ilon. That is called the pri ha-ilon. V'loi mi-chudai me-anofim g'doilam v'gasim ki-ilon gama. But the thick branches, that is a din of ilon. That's not the branch of the tree. That is considered the tree. The tree can go vertically and horizontally. So that is called tree. A thick branch is called tree. And there was not the kind you're allowed to chop down trees. You're allowed to chop down branches. So how do we define what is called a branch is what is called a tree? So the definition is, if it is rach and dak, so that's called a branch, that's called the pri of the ilon. If it's a thick branch, that's called ilon. That's one mahalach. Lishna achine, mi chuboi shel ilon, mi mach bu osoi, from the middle chalik, where it is hidden, mokim sheyesh anofim harbei, hainu be'emtza govoi, that's in the middle of the goiva of the ilon. So there, one can cut branches. V'loim mi'chudoi mi'lamal, but not the chud, the top of the ilon, the top branch, the middle top branch, shehu elyoin, which is the highest branch, v'iker ilon, that's called ilon. That is not called branches. Mi'chuvas ha'goinim. One more condition we have. Min chadosh she'enei oise peiris, v'loi min yoshan shu oise peiris. Min chadosh bad she'godav nitoisav b'shane zu, she'dayin ein oise pri. It is not oise peiris. So memele, then one is permitted to cut. If it's Oise Peiris, then we don't have the heter of Yeshua. And then, Mimokim she'ene roya es hachama, v'lai mimokim shu roya es hachama, she'nema u'mimeged tevuoi shomesh. V'lai mimokim roya es hachama, svivois stodov mibachut, neishohu iker ha'ilam, Shachame mevashele shom es haperi ummamtikoi. That's mimeget vui shomesh, the mokim that the shemesh is memaseik. So the outer perimeter of the tree that is exposed to the sunlight. So there the Ikeperis grows from there, so there one is not permitted to cut. One cuts from the Mokim She'ene Roye Es HaShemesh. We had one of the Takones, Umayon Hayoitzi Tchilo Bnei Heir Mistapkim Mimenu. That a mayon that is coming out from one person's property, so the Bnei Heir, and it flows over and goes into the ear, so the Bnei Yer are permitted to use this Mayim. Omar Rabbe Barafune v'noisin lo idomim. But if they're using it, they have a right to use it, but they have to pay for the water. V'les hilchese kibosei. Now the takon of Yeshua was that you're not mechuyev to pay for it. U'mechakin biyamo shel tverye. We learned that permitted to fish the Yama Shel Tverya with hooks that you're permitted to fish on will this Shitas HaTosfos was, this is going on the all the Shvatim. It means even though Yama Shel Tveria was in Chelek Shel Naftali, but the Yeshua made a takone that everyone is allowed to fish with a fishing rod. Ubelvad shelo yifra iskela v'yamid es asvine. But this, no one is allowed to be peiris akela. This Rashi said was a type of a trap that was built in the karkois ayam that was a obstacle in the for the ships. The ships would bump into these traps. So this, even the Bnei Naftali are not permitted to make. Avotzot hu berishteis b'machmoireis, but the Bnei Naftali are permitted to have nets and other types of traps. We'll go a little further, and then we'll come back to this. Tana Rabbana, v'rishayne hisnu shvotim zeim zeh, shlo yifrois kliye, v'yamed es asvine. They made a tanai, they should not make these traps, because that will be an obstacle in the hilach of the svinais. Avotzot hu berishtois hu bemechmoires. But he's permitted to be tzot, berishtois hu bemechmoires, and with nets. Now, let us again see Tosfos, and the pei aleph amud aleph. Mechakim biyamo shel tveria. So Tosfos says, kolona, that everyone is permitted to be mechakim biyama shel tveria. Ubelvad shelo yifreish kere nami lechol adam. No one is permitted to make this trap. Vafilu abaylam atzma kedesanya lekamon shehisnu ashvotim zeim ze, that no one can make a kela. Aval tzotu b'mechmoires u'berishtois haynu habaylim shehoye shalem. So Tosfos learned, there are three distinct halachas. Everyone, all the shvotim, are permitted to fish with a fishing rod. No one is permitted to be peiris hakela. And Shevet Naphtali is permitted to spread out nets. This is Shitas HaTosfos. The Teres Chaim he has a few diyukim from this Baraisa. The Baraisa says, "Barishoyne hisnu shvatim zeim zeish la yifreis kliya." So Tosfos learned this is going on that there never was a heter of priestess kliya Philip or Shevet Naphtali. So he says, the Lashon Barishayna is not mashma like that. Barishayna hisna. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. The Lashon of hisnu zeim zeh. What's this hisnu zeim zeh? It's Yeshua's atakone. Started off, this was a zorah to name hisnu Yeshua. Now also says hisnu zeim zeh. And why in this Baraisa doesn't it say about Mechakim? It speaks about Shlayifre is clear. That is going according to Tosfos, everyone. Avotzotu Barishta Isabel Mechmoiris is going at Shevet Naphtali. And what about, why did the Baraisa speak about Mechakim? So he says a very interesting pshat. It brings rayas that others learned like this. I think the Rambam learned like this. He says as follows. Pumfakel. He says, Takonis Yeshua was that Shevet Naphtali can do everything, including Prises Kloyim. The Kunis Yeshuvas also, and everyone else can only make Machakin Biyama Shel Tveri. That was the Takon. But not the way Taishas holds. The Kunis Yeshua was that the Shevet Naftali, they can do whatever they want, it's because it's in there. They can even be Peiris Kaloy. Now, Barishaina means when they were Kitikunam, Eishayu Ashvotim Kitikunam, Kitikunam means that everyone, no one was selfish, everyone was considerate. So they made two Haisophis Antakonis Yeshua. Hisnu Zeim Zeim. What was the Hisnu Zeim Zeim? Hisnu Zeim Zeim was that Shevet Naftali said, we will not be Peiris Kaloyim, since we realize it's bad for you. That was one good thing that they did. One vitter. And another vitter, they said that you could spread out Rishtais. That's pshat. B'rishayinu histu shvotim zeim zeh shelo yifrois kliye is going on Shevet Naftali. Is going on that all the Shvatim can be told Barishtai. That was Barishaina. But later, Miskalkalu, Vayu Einayim Tzora Zebaza, each one was envious, each one had a Din Chayecha Koidmin. So Mamela, later, we went back to Takanas Yeshua. Whatever the law is Machayim, that's it. So Mamela, so, but Akavan, we're going back to Takanas Yeshua, so Shevet Naftali can be Peiris Kloim, that is not like Taisus holds, and the other Shvatim can only be Mechakim B'yama Shel Tveri. Tana Rabbono. Yama Shel Tveri Bechelkai Shel Naftali Haisa.
And
what does Rashi say? Meloi chevel cheirem, meloi chevel shel metzuda hoyoloi bedroima mina yebosha limshoich rishtoi. What does this mean? It means as follows. The Ravitz says, that Shevet Naftali, the boundary of Shevet Naftali was in the north, and Yam Ashel Tveri, Yam Ginoisa, Yam Kineris, and so on, was in the that was the chelak of Shevet Naftali. But after Yama Shel Tveria ended, so the karke on the southern side of Yama Shel Tveria belonged to another Shevet. That ended with Yama Shel Tveria ended the gvul of Shevet Naftali. So the Gemara is saying that Shevet Naftali was given a chelik in the Shevet, in the Dorim, the Yaboshe in the Dorim of Yamashel Tveria, which theoretically should belong to another Shevet, they were given a chelik that they can schlep in the nets that they spread out in the Dorim Chelik of Yamashel Tveria. So they got a Chelik in the Karkois, in the Yabosho, Tachas Yamashel Tveria, in order they could have these fishing rights to bring in the Rishtois. That is what Rashi says. Rashi says, Meloi Chevel Chere, Meloi Chevel Shemetsude Hoyaloi, this was a certain area, Bidroimo Mina Yabosho. That the Dorim of Yamashel Tveri, they had a chelik in the Yabosha, Limshach Rishtoi, to be Moshech Dereshet, to be given that Yom V'Dorim Yerosha, the Dreimoi, the Yabosha, B'drayma shel yom is also yod. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar Omer, Tlushim shebahorim becheskas kol hashvotim hem oimdim, umechuborim becheskas oisei hashevet. Zot Rashi. Now what is Tlushim shebahorim? Tlushim shebahorim means as follows. Tlushim shebahorim means that the eitzim, the trees that the wind threw down when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they were Kevish Eretz Yisrael, so these eitzim tlushim, it did not matter where, in which chelik of Eretz Yisrael they were, these eitzim tlushim belonged to Gans Klal Yisrael, this had a din of Shlal Milchomet, that anyone was allowed to take it. The eitzim mechuborim, the eitzim which were mechubor to the in the horim, these eitzim belong to each shevet that the this hor was in their chelik. That is what the Gemara is saying. Shimelozoim atlushim sheborim becheskas kol hashvotim einaimdim mechuborim becheskas oisei hashevet. The Rashi becheskas kol hashvotim. Kol mi sheyirtze yitel. Doki metaltali, these are like metaltali, v'sha asholol v'hamos koya koya. This is equivalent to the like the other sholol. This everyone was permitted to take. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet mi Yisrael. שאין לוי בהר ובשבילו ובנגב ובעמק. שנמה פנו וסו לכם ובויו הר המוירי ולכל שכנו בערובה, בהור, בשבילו ובנגב ובחיף היום. וכן אתה מויצי בקננים ובפריזים, ובפריזים Shenema belkol shcheinav alma shcheinav hochi havu. So now this memre is telling us that each shevet possessed, there are different types of karkois. There's a har, there's a shveila, there's a negev, there's an emek, and the pasuk says pnu sulachem aboy hara moiri. In Har HaMoiri it was Barova, Bahor, Bishvela, Benegev, B'chayf HaYom. And then it says, Velkol Shcheinov. Velkol Shcheinov means the Mekaymis, which were Shcheinim to Har HaMoiri, which include the Knanim and the Prizim, also possess these different types of Karkois, Arova, Bahar, Bishvela, Benegev, B'chayf HaYom. Let us see what Rashi says. V'chein atamaytze b'knani af api shekosav kan har ho'emoyri af knani prizi kachoyulem. Knani prizi also possessed these different types of kakois. Kafnayim prizi kachoyulem v'yisrael sheyor shu'oiso. So the shvotim, the yarshin, the knani prizi Ha'ilem l'cholechot har, shveila, v'negev, v'emek. Now the Bach says we have a new dibur ha-masrul. Bach koch masra dibur negev. What's the taich negev? Eretz sodois ubekoish shekoirin kanfeine. This was a treeless area. There was no shade whatsoever. L'chei nikreis negev. Shekol sho hi neguva. There was no moisture or wetness in the karke. She'ein sham tzele lones. V'chama zeirachas u'menagvoso. And the chama shined on it and the karke was dried up. Let us see Taisvis. Ein lecho kol shevet v'shevet mi Yisrael garsina. Maybe not Geres Garsinen. Beperk yesh noichlem. Gabi chalukes oylam habo Garsinen ein lecho kol echod be echod mi Yisroel kein nire le rabbeinu tam. Now let's just explain. Tais Rabbeinu Peretz explains as follows. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, in the Gemara speaking about Olam Haba, the Gemara speaking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael la'os is lovoi, the chalukah will not be the same. What one of the chalukim is, one chalik is that Shevet Levi will also have a chalik. Another chalik is, ein lecha kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael she'ein loy bahar be'shvelo be'negev b'chayf hayam. That's the difference. So Manele, so Taisus had a kasha. Olam lost in love in Eretz Yisrael, ein lecha mi Yisrael that will have all these different chalokim, each one is a bazun, the Ramayla, everyone will have it. So Taisa said, Akasha, this was before Olam Haba, this was, and we said, by Chalukas Yeshua, this was already, that Ein Lecha Shevet, that didn't have a chalik in these Mekaymes. So therefore, the Bnei Tam made a grize over there. By us, it says Ein Lecha Kol Shevet V'Shevet Mi Yisrael. Yechidim didn't have Bahar Beimek B'Shvela. La'osid Lavi Ein Lecha Kol Echad V'Echad Mi Yisrael. That will not have all these chalokim. That is Loike Olam, Loike Chalukas Olam Azeh, Chalukas Olam Abo. Venifnim lachere yageda, vafilu besode shim aleya kalcha. Now again, let us see Rashi, and Amad Aleph, to refresh our memories what the Chiddush is over here. Rashi and Amad Aleph says, lachere yageda, lakama meforosh lo, lenitzacha lalitel heimena tzre lekaneach, a person was mefana achere ageda. There's a wall, this Yenam's wall. This is a secluded place. Achere ageda is a convenient place where to be mefana, but the shaila is, one needs a tzroyer to be mekaneach. They didn't have toilet paper in those days. They used tzroyeres. They used small stones for kinuach. So one is permitted to take a tzreir lekaneach va'afa pi she'peiritz es ageda. That means he needs it now, so even though by taking away a stone he's been making a pirtz in Yenem's geda, this was Takonas Yeshua, that Klal Yisrael has to be sensitive to the needs of other Yidin and Memela. This was the Takonas. Vafilu, so let's go further. Vafilu besode shimaleya kalchaim. Now what is the chiddush of kalchaim? Hachem is saffron, which is a very expensive commodity. It's an expensive herb. And you need a shmira gedoyla, and if everyone will help themselves take a stone from the kaisel, so pirta kaira lagana. That means eventually that we are weakening the shmira of the kalchem. Afal pikein, this was the takon. What was the takon? El litel heimen utzrael. Oma rav chizde va'afilu b'shabes. Afilu and Shabbos. Now this is a Moiradike Chiddush over here. Now we have here a Maise. Mazutcha Chaside Shokel. Umahada. And he put back. Omalei Leshamai Zil Shirke. He told his Meshores, make sure you put teeth and you attach it back to the wall. Now, before we try to explain the Gemara, let us just see Rashi, Amalei L'Shamai B'Chol, שרקי תחיו בתית בחבריו יופי. Now, I saw in Haggot 35, Noisim Aforshi at Talmud, Marzutre Shokel Umahadar, and he put back. So the Haggot says, Hachser Evan Acheret Fin Koimot. He didn't put back the Troyer he was Mekaneach with, they put back a different Troyer. But put it back. Now, before we after Marzutra Chaside, so there's a big machloikas apoiskim if this was mitade takone or mitade chasides of Marzutra. Others learn mitade takone. Takone was allowed to take it, put it together, finish allowed it. That was the takone. Marzutra Chaside. He was a chosid mitnalt. Al Chassidus, he wanted to make sure whatever he took, he returned. And he cemented it back in. He told his shamish to cement it back in. That's how other Paiskim learn. Other Paiskim learn, Al Tatakoni Yimachu, you have to do it. Now, we have here a medical problem over here. Afilu B'Shamis. Now that's a shrek. How is one permitted to take a stone out of a wall in Shabbos? This is Malacha Saisa. This is a Malacha de Raisa. Yeah, Makalko. But it's a Malacha. How are you allowed to do such a thing? Because of this, the Magna Avraham holds you're not allowed to take from the Kaisel. Here's a different Shad. The Gemara. But Al Kaponim, others learn Shad. Yom Shishloim is has tried not to take from the Koisel in Shabbos. Aye, what's with Malachas Saisa? He says, Amoyre de Kedach. He says, we're speaking about, we have a very thick wall. Let's see, the wall is made out of small stones, and the wall has a thickness of a foot, it's a foot thick. Vuhu laikeyach tzroir ba'alme, and I'm taking out from the wall one tzroir. The Einai Nike Venire Kolkach, so now you'll pass by the wall, you see, you know before how many stones were there, and you see it's missing a stone. It's not Nike Venire. That's not called Soisa. Amir de Kachidish, Achsachmer, Amir de Kachidish, because, I mean, he's saying, if it's not Nike, what you were taken away, that's not called Soisa. Soisa means you have to see that the Kaisel was missed out. Can't tell. Aval im lokach tzroir godel. What if he took a big stone? Then now you pass by, you see already that oisha geder dak, or it's not such. It's not a wall that is a foot thick. It's a wall that's 3 inches thick. So you take a tzroir, you can see something's missing. Hareizes tirigmur. Then it's soisa. Then it's soisa diareis. I'm just thinking, Lo'ira Bosi, in Lo'ira we're speaking about, we'll see that the Meiri, we'll come back to this. The Meiri writes, we're speaking about Avonim Shaloi Nishabu Betit. We're not speaking about that there was, that we say in Shabbos is Mutter, not speaking about that there was a cemented ball and I'm taking out a Tzroir from this ball. We're speaking about Avonim Shloim Yishchabel Betit. And the Raivet says, Ela Evan, Al Evan, was put up as a loose stones. Ki Mulchonim Lekach. And others want to say the Raivet wants to fend for another Shaila. Emerson, there's a whole Sugi in Masechta Shabbos. There's another Shaila. When you're using stones on Shabbos, there's a Shaila of Muktzah. Stone is Eitzim, Avonim is Muktzah. So you have to be making it. Bizman Chazal, they were making the stones Miboy Yom. They were making the stones there of Shabbos. They put them away where they're going to use them. They put them in the Beis HaKisa, where they're making, whatever it was. They were making these stones. say over a story that they once saw a boy that threw a stone on someone else on Shabbos. So his father asked him, "It's Shabbos." He said, "Tati, I was making it yesterday to throw at him." Well, kaponim, if you're making it, so there's no issa muktzeh. But al kaponim, bizman chazal, they were making these stones. They were making these stones for a teirich. So here gets a teirich keli. That is what the Miri, the Ravid, want to say. That how we say in Shabbos is mutter, speaking about they were loose stones. Kimulchanim lakach. It seems that was from the chesed of the Baal HaGeder. He put loose stones next to the Geder for public use. Now, L'chaire, according to the Meiri and the Ravid, that they were loose stones, so L'chaire, I think they did not learn Pshat the way Rashi says, that the Maise of Mazutcha Chasida was in Shabbos. Amalei L'shamei B'chol. He told that his Mishoros in Chol, he told him to cement it back. I mean, if it wasn't Shabbos, according to the Miri, they didn't take a cemented stone. These were loose stones. So why did he tell his Mishoros to cement it back? So L'chay Chedachsma, he learned the different dinim. You're allowed to do it in Shabbos by loose stones. Now, by a stone that's not loose, which you're allowed to take, you're allowed to be poiret together, b'chayil, so Mazut Chachasida held that you're mechuyev to cement them in order to either al chsidis or meikar adin. But I wanted to just mention a ha'ore. According to the first mahalach we had, we're speaking about cemented stones to begin with, and one is permitted to be poiret together in Shabbat. Yom Shishleim holds like this, it's not called soisa. Fine, because it's not nikah. Now, I'd just like to be ma'ira ha'ore. Halacha is, let's say a person passes by a fence, and the wood is, there's splinters on the fence. It's a splintered wood. And Baruch Hashem, he needs a toothpick, and he goes and breaks off a splinter. Let it be his own fence, but not going to guess what the Kishayla. And uses it for a toothpick. So it's brought down that he's Chayiv in Shabbos of Masakim Munna. He made a Keli in Shabbos. He made the splinter called Mana was attached to the wood. It was a piece of wood. Now he made a toothpick. He made a Keli. So Mamel is Machayiv of Masakim Munna. So I'm just thinking out loud, if you have a cemented stone, so in that matzav, they're not roi l'kinuach. So to pry them out, so einoch hanami, mitzad melech es soysa, the Yom Shoshleimah took care of the problem, it's not soysa, but al kaponim, it shouldn't be, why is it mesakin mone? I don't understand. Lo irabosi. I just want to mention la loche, the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham does not paskin like the Yom Shoshleimah, and they learn that the that when Shabbos is mutter, you take a tzreir min hasode, and the Magen Avraham is moira from the Maisa of Marzutre, which would seem that we're speaking about you taking a tzreir from the Geder.